Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie, you got questions.
Well, I was asked questions.
Okay, these were directed towards you.
Yes, they were directed towards me.
Regarding
by,
what?
Some Caucasians and an Asian.
So we have curious Caucasian questions and curious Asian questions.
Indeed we do now.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right, set the tone for us. Where did this happen?
And this was at our photo shoot over the weekend, and in between shots, I'm very, I am a sweaty person, and I need to stay still. And if I don't stay still, I just know that my hair was going to be ruined. So in between the group shots, I had a do-rag, and I put it on to try to, you know, hold down the fort so I didn't turn into a poodle. And so Jackson and Mikey look over at me, and Mikey's like, so that thing right there, what does it do on your head? Like, what purpose does it serve?
So Mikey is one of our phone screeners, white dude, representing white dudes
like,
here.
Mm-hmm. The color of mayonnaise white. Like, the whitest boy you've ever met white.
He was so cute at our photo shoot. He looked like an eighth grader on a photo shoot day.
People kept messaging me that he looked like the guy from The Good Doctor. That's exactly who he looks like.
And then you have Jackson here, who is Korean. Who was asking the same questions?
Exactly. Mikey came out firing, and I was like, well, I'm also kind of curious, too. So I bought into the conversation, too, and we were very curious as to, like, did it serve a purpose? Was it a stylistic choice for a feature picture? Like, what was going on?
And I reassured them that it wasn't for style, even though now men typically have been wearing do-rags for style. But the reason why Mo and I wear do-rags is for two different reasons. For me, it's just to protect my hair. Like, at night after I get a silk press, which is when I just go to my stylist and she straightens this bad boy out, I wrap it in a do-rag. So in the morning, I just get up, take it off, comb my hair, and go. I don't have to worry about restraightening my hair every morning. And that should last me for about a week and a half or 2 weeks, depending on like when I wash my hair.
And do you have to put that on every night?
Yeah.
Okay, for two straight weeks.
Yeah, I do that just to protect it, because if I don't put it on, then I'll look a hot mess in the morning, and I don't want to flat iron my hair all
over. It doesn't bother you?
No.
Like, I'm just, the only association I have here is like trying to fall asleep with a baseball hat on my head.
Well, that's not. No. Did you see her wearing it?
I didn't see it.
It's just, yeah, it's like taking a scarf and putting a scarf on
your head. Yeah, it's like a silk scarf that I just wrap it around, and I just look like Lord Voldemort. that's what it is. And then I just wrap my hair around and then take it off. And so that's what I was just trying to let them know, what that purpose serves. But for Mo, you would wear it for waves.
My waves. Yeah, so if you brush your hair a lot and then you use your grease, and you'll have waves. And I think most people know what waves are. And you use the do-rag to press your hair down so that your waves stay in place and are shining and look good.
I didn't know that.
Because if you don't do it, you'll lose your waves.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. So you got to find ways to wear do-rags whenever you can, because typically when you wear them in public, you get a lot of questions about them, because they're not the most attractive of headgear.
No.
And they're hot.
Yeah, they are.
They will make you sweat, too.
What's your take on white women wearing bonnets in public now?
Oh, I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
See, that, I feel like bonnets are for everyone.
Every ethnicity,
because it's just to protect your hair. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. So I would encourage more white women to wear bonnets.
Yeah, because, like, so, Bart, if you go get your hair done and you want to preserve the curls and you don't want to wake up with, like, a bird's nest in the back of your head, you wear a silk bonnet, and it just protects your hair so you can get up, take it off, and literally go without having to do a lot of fuss in the morning.
A lot of women with curly, white women with curly hair will do that, too, to protect the curls.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason why I was wearing that do-rag is because of a question that Abby ended up asking me about.
Oh, you got them from every.
It was a press conference. So I had seen Katie get her hair done, and it looked so beautiful and glossy and shiny. And I was like, is there a lot of work that goes into this? How often do you have to get it relaxed? And you were so like kind of to inform me as to how often you get it done. And you said...
Well, this question kind of caught me off guard because I used to get relaxers. And for women, African-American women, when we got relaxers, it was to maintain, like, our hair would be straight. And it's a chemical that you would get probably, like, every 90 days to make sure that your hair doesn't go curly because it wasn't accepted. Like, we were always taught, especially how I grew up, was to blend in with the majority, which means that my hair needed to be straight. I couldn't wear my hair in its natural state. And so that's why you would get a relaxer. Now, I stopped getting relaxers about 10 years ago, and now my hair is technically, quote unquote, what they would call natural, which means if I put water on it, it would curl right back up. But if I had a relaxer, it would stay straight. So the reason why I had to wear a do-rag is because I no longer get relaxers. So any little bit of water or sweat, it starts to go back to its original state. And that's the problem that I have is when I sweat. And I'm like, I want this to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
As perfect as possible. I haven't let go of what I was trained to do. Like, I can't wear my natural hair.
I'm laughing at something randomly because Katie is telling a story about how she didn't want to be hot and she didn't want to sweat. But yet, when Kristen brought out a steamer for her shirt, she was going to steam her shirt with it still on her and burn herself doing
that's
it.
That's different. I wasn't going to sweat from that.
Yes, you were. You put a steamer on it.
I steamed the shirt while it was on me. You'll sweat from it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad
Kristen. And also
Kristen
get third-degree burns, but whatever.
Yeah. The Bird Show.